Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Gospel, and my name is the X-Man. Some people do not need an introduction, but just in case you found Christ yesterday, this is the latest from Travis Green. It's called You Waited. Awesome song, awesome man of God. I'm the X-Man. Turn your radios up because this is Real Gospel.
You called out my name. My shame. This amazing grace you've shown so patiently. You've shown so patiently, and
you
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories, and I'm honored to have, and I don't know if I'm the first to coin this phrase, but I'm going to try. I'm honored to have the John Legend of gospel music on my program right now, the one and only Travis Green. Hey, welcome to Real Gospel.
What's up, my friend? How are you, man?
I'm excellent. So have anybody called you the, you know, you've never heard that before?
Well, I've heard that I sound a little bit like John. So I have heard that.
Yeah.
But well, no, I haven't been called the John Legend of Gospel.
The John Legend of Gospel, yeah. I mean, in terms of talent, you know, being able to, you know, do what you do with writing and music and just, yeah, the genius of it. That's what I'm referring to. Yeah.
Wow, man. Yeah, that's a huge compliment. John Legend is amazing.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Well, it's an honor to have you on the program. You're one of the between you and Kirk Franklin. I don't know you two guys. You two are innovators, and so you all stay pretty busy. You're winning award after award. You're probably still winning awards from that last album, aren't you?
It's been an interesting run.
Amen. Amen. Well, for those individuals who just, you know, found Christ yesterday, they gave their hearts out to the Lord and they accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and joined their local assembly, and they're listening right now and they're going, well, who is Travis Green? Well, tell everybody who you are, because for those of us within the Kingdom Dome, we sort of, you know your musical career. Now, are you pastoring?
I am.
Okay, that's what I thought I heard. Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. That's what I thought I heard. So, but tell the listeners who you are, how you first came to learn about Jesus Christ and where you're from, and just some things about you.
Sure, yeah, man. Honestly, I'm just a country boy from the South. Love Jesus, love family, love people. And God has given me an amazing opportunity to share His love. Really, man, around the world. And I grew up doing music and really had a passion for it. It's really all I ever really wanted to do, was inspire people and make music. And God has done it, man. And here we are now, a decade later. And, God just kind of just opened up amazing doors. And I got a record deal with RCA Inspiration. And, released a few songs and a record, and the rest is kind of history, man.
Yeah.
What has happened here over the past couple years.
Yeah. So you say you're from the South. Where are you from originally?
So I grew up in Georgia.
Okay, what part?
I grew up primarily in Georgia, in Columbus, Georgia.
Okay.
And, Columbus, Georgia, and Warner Robins, Georgia. And from there to the Carolinas. So I've been in North Carolina and South Carolina over the past several years.
Amen. So when did you first learn that you had, you know, musical talent, musical giftings?
I grew up playing music in church. And so I think it kind of came natural. It was something that I was kind of, that God blessed me with early on. So probably about 5 years old is when we knew it was something.
Wow, that's amazing. So, yeah. So walk us through the process of how you ended up getting that first record deal. From were you one of the church musicians? What ended up happening that God, you know, sort of intervened and took you to that next plateau, that next level?
Oh man, yeah, I was doing music at my church, and but still writing and producing music and stuff. And man, it just kind of. Really quickly, man, I did a song called Intentional, and everything from there just kind of happened really, really, really quickly. The record label heard it, and then it just kind of took off from there.
Yeah, that song, it's a phenomenal song. I mean, woo, just when I think about it, it just touches your spirit in such a type of way. The song was number one for a long time, because I'm one of the local producers here for the Dr. Bobby Jones Gospel Countdown Show, so I get to hear the music as it begins to climb up the charts, and it stayed, Intentional stayed number one for a long time. And what's it like to be a gospel artist and have a number one song? I know that's in a different category from R&B, some of the other categories, you know, country or rock or something like that. So for gospel music, what does that do for, I guess, yourself to be number one, have a number one song, what's that like? And then what's it like in terms of the type of energy it brings to the gospel music industry?
Yeah, I think, man, one of the things is that it just kind of allows your music to be known, like, around, you know, around the country, you know, having that much radio success. And so it was amazing. And everywhere you go, you know, people kind of know the song, they're familiar with it. And so that's what, I mean, having the more song does that, and kind of just allows people to know who you are and open up, you know, really open up some wonderful opportunities as well, find yourself on major platforms and able just to broaden your reach. And so it's been cool, man.
Amen. So in terms of traveling overseas, do you believe your music gives you opportunity to, you know, teach the gospel, even if you are, because I believe that, of course, music is an extension of the spoken word, but just in terms of the music itself, traveling into some of the four corners of the earth where maybe, you know, they may not have a Bible, but they can download the music on their phone or something like that. And so maybe a local assembly up there, or maybe you're able to travel and people can come from far to sort of hear you know, your music. Have you been to places like that where maybe it was obvious that maybe the people were impoverished or something like that, but you know, but your music helped bridge a gap or bring them to a place where they come to just worship the Lord in song, at least?
Yeah, that's really, really, really interesting, and just seeing how people have kind of, you know, literally giving their life to Christ or been hugely inspired by, you know, something I've said, or, and, you know, a lot of my songs are filled with testimonies and just different things that has happened in my life. And so I've heard a lot of just amazing testimonies from other people about how either my testimony or how my words or song has inspired them. Sure.
Amen. So this song, this new song from this new project, You Waited, what is the testimony in this particular song?
Oh, man. Really, it's a song about the patience of God.
Mm.
That's really the testimony behind it, that God has been so faithful, so consistent, and he found me worth the wait, even when I was kind of wilding out and tripping. And I think everyone can kind of register with that. And no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, man, God waited on you. It's really a huge, it's a huge testimony, a testament of his faithfulness, that he's faithful even when we're not, you know. And so that's what that song is about.
Amen. Was it penned by you? That obviously came from some your experiences, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
And how long did it take you to write it?
Pretty quickly, probably one day, and then a rehearsal after that.
Okay.
That's pretty much that.
Amen. Now, the CD project itself was called Crossover Live, correct? Is that from Music City, you say?
Yep, that's it.
Now, which Music City are you referring to? Because I'm in Music City.
<I'm>
well, one of them, at least.
The Music City, Nashville.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we did a live recording there in February.
Wow.
Decided now to release it to the world.
Wow, wow, wow. Because for those, because this is a syndicated program, for those listening overseas in other areas, this program is originally recorded in the studios of Jazzy 88 WFSK here on the campus of Fisk University. And so, yeah, in Music City. I think I heard the rumbling. As a matter of fact, I got an invitation to come to your CD recording, and I could not make it that day. I'm trying to, the publicist, what is her name? Is it Stella? I think it was Stella or Kathy, one of them. But I could not make it that day, because I remember now. I remember now, because, yeah, you've been in and out of the city a lot. And so, man, I hate that I missed it, but no doubt that you have done tremendous work. What can we expect from Crossover Live?
Oh, man. A lot of high energy, giving you songs, more songs for the church to sing, and really, man, just high energy, motivation, and songs about Jesus. You know, that's what you can expect. It was an interesting time in my life, and I think from The Heal, my last album, to this album, I've matured and evolved so much, and so you'll just kind of hear the evolution, but still the lyrical content being theologically sound, and the sounds and the musicality still being on the edge. So
you said theologically sound. Now, who thinks about theologically sound when it comes to music, right?
Right, you know, man, it's important.
Yeah, it is. When we listen to some of the things that were said to some of, you know, yesterday's music, our traditional music, we could point some of that out sometimes. So but we know where their hearts were, though. We know where their hearts were. Any guest artists appearing with you on this album?
You know, man, one thing that I enjoy doing, I love giving opportunity to other to up and coming artists, and so that's what I did on this record again. Really kind of gave opportunity to some people that may not be known yet, mm-hmm. but are up and coming, and so Jeffrey Golden, Isaiah Templeton, Chandler Moore, Dante Bowe, mm-hmm. and Haley Keitley, and so they're just up and coming artists that I'm excited about giving some exposure to that are really, really, really going to bless.
Amen. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Amen. Well, the one and only Travis Green, Pastor Travis Green. Now, where is your church? For those who are listening, who might, you know, frequent the area, want to come visit you, give us the church address and the service times and the name of the church, etc.
Yeah, we're in Columbia, South Carolina. Columbia, South Carolina. And the church is called Ford City Church. And we worship at 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. every Sunday. So it's a great, great church. A lot of cool people, and it's a lot of fun, man. It's probably the most fun I've had right here in Columbia, South Carolina. And our website is forestcity.tv. You can hear the messages and everything there.
Amen. There it is. For those wondering, you know, this is at the 2017 Stellar Awards, Travis Green received 7 awards: Song of the Year, Male Vocalist of the Year, also Contemporary Male Vocalist of the Year, Contemporary CD of the Year, Recorded Music Package of the Year, and Praise and Worship CD of the Year. So although he's being modest, I've got to lift up this man of God. He's a pastor. He's a man after God's own heart. He's out here working for the King. Just support this, his music and his ministry, because it will bless your spirit. Pastor Travis Green, where can the listeners find out more about you and your music?
Yeah, I'm everywhere. At Travis Green TV is my social media, and the website is travisgreen.tv. And I just love hearing from people, man, and very grateful for the support of everybody, man. It's been a fun journey.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel, and I look forward to seeing your career as it continues to bless people. I have a feeling that this latest CD project, Crossover Live from Music City, is going to do tremendous things, not just because it was recorded here in Nashville, but because an anointed man of God, the John Legend of gospel music, has put his stamp on it, and we can't wait to find out what he's got in store for us. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel, my friend.
I appreciate you, man.
Amen. Amen. Look out for him. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, my friend.
It's almost time for the Real Flashback Song of the Hour. And if you want to get your request in, the best thing to do is reach out to me on my Facebook page right now. Real Gospel with the X-Man Facebook, or my Twitter page, Real Gospel X-Man. The Real Flashback Songs of the Hour is an opportunity for us to, you know, pay a little homage for some of the gospel great artists who came before many of today's artists, like Travis Green. I should have asked him who his favorite traditional gospel artist is, but nonetheless, who do you want to hear? Real Gospel with the X-Man on my Facebook, Real Gospel X-Man on my Twitter page. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Y-O-U. I don't know where you're listening to me at. I don't know what country. I don't know what state. People listen to this program all over the world. I want to hear from you. And as a matter of fact, I'm posting this interview right now, boom, on my Facebook and Twitter page. More Real Gospel right after this.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.